The Ghana Federation of the Disabled is calling for the institution of proper structures to facilitate the disbursement of the 2% of the District Assembly's common fund allocated to it. It says until effective and efficient measures are put in place, the aim of the fund will be a mirage. This came to light at a stakeholders' policy dialogue on the District Assembly's common fund in Accra. A report by Rita Nyako.
The meeting focused on making the 2% of the District Assembly's Common Fund work for persons with disabilities. The chairman of the GFD, Yao Debra, said the introduction of the 2% of the DACF for persons with disabilities in 2007 was a major relief to PWDs who were not able to access the fund previously. This has led to the increase in PWD's access to the fund. Mr. Debra, however, added that authorities have failed to give clear outlines to the disbursement of the allocation of the fund. This unclear directive has led to the misappropriation of the fund by the district assemblies. Mr. Debra bemoaned the authorities' inability to monitor how the funds are disbursed as unfortunate.
The government is not helping. The reason is that we all know that the District Assembly Common Fund has not been flowing to the districts. But the government, according to our records, have released the funds up to the third quarter of the year 2013. The assemblies have had their share for the third quarter of 2013. MPs have had their share, except persons with disability. And why I inquired from the Common Fund administrator, all that he told me was that the Ministry of Finance have not been able to raise our share of the common fund. Surprising. 2% of what goes into the districts, it has not been raised. The issue is that it's 2% of what goes to the districts and municipalities. Why have they received and where is our 2%?
The director in charge of statistics and information management at the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development, Dorothy Oni, said government attaches great importance to the Disability Act and the ministry will remain committed to its implementation. To this end, government will continue to implement policies and programs that are geared towards improving the lives of Ghanaians, especially the poor and vulnerable.
Rita Nyako reporting.